of this Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Dalet. We learned in Mishnah Yud Gimel, really goes back to Mishnah Yud Beis. The theme, the way we explained it in the Hu Hoya Oimer of Hillel HaZoken, Hillel HaBavli, Hillel HaNosi, Hillel the founder of a new Mitzius of Malchus and Klal Yisrael, was explaining the relationship between the Godel Ador, who's ostensibly the Manik, the authority, and the relationship that he has with others and with his Gadlus without the authority. Mitzad the Menshalein. In Mishnah Yud Beis, we saw the Talmid of Shel Aharon that stepping out of the authoritative figure is the way a Godel Ador is misnayig, the way a Manik be Yisrael is misnayig, is on a personal level. Oyev Shalom v'Roydev Shalom v'chule. In Mishnah Yud Gimel, we saw forms where a person can step into authority, could step into a position of anhoga, and that defines the person, instead of what defines him as a never-ending seeking for growth, a never-ending his batlus to the Rebbein Shlalem. That's the danger of authority, the danger of being in a position of authority. And it quite could very well be that that's really what he continues in this Mishnah Yud Dalet. Hu Hayoimer, Im Ein Ani Li, Mili. The famous dichotomy. Hillel is, the same way Moshe Rabbeinu is Ono Mikolish. Hillel HaZoken is also called in the Gemara, the Ono, the quintessential Ono amongst the Tanoim is Hillel. Not for naught that the same way Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years, Hillel HaZoken also lived 120 years. He's the Maimid of all of Teresh Shebal Peh. In fact, if you look in Teresh HaRishonim, it's quite clear that the Sheirish of our Mishnayis, the Sidri HaMishnayis that we have, is from the Yeshivas of Shammai v'Hillel. That means that they're the founders of Teresh Shebal Peh, of the, not Teresh Shebal Peh in terms of the content, but in terms of the Tzuras HaDvarim, the same way Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Safra Rabba, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who gave us the Tzura of Teresh B'Chsav, of course, Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's the one who dictated, he's the one who wrote down Teresh B'Chsav for all time. Hillel HaZoken is the Sheirish of all of Teresh B'Shebal Peh. All of the Torah that we have, the Brises and Teseftis and Sefros and Friz and Midrashim and the Gemaras, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Rishonim, Achronim, everything that we have is all Mishayrish, the Mishnais. It's all Mirumas in the wording of the Mishnais. And the Sheirish of all that Torah is what was Mesudr B'Deirish El Hillel. Is in that sense, Hillel is Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's also brought down the Svarim that the Hillel, Hey Lamed Lamed, is the gematria 65, is the same gematria as the Shem Adnos. Shem Adnos means the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Hillel is Hashras HaShchina itself. And he says, Imein Anili Mili, I'm, what we would say in English, Amit. If I'm not going to create my reality of Ruchnias in terms of Torah Mitzvahs, who will? Mili. Who's Imein Anili, if I don't do Li for myself, Me lead. That means the center of the universe, so to speak, is my own hishtadlus in ruchnis. Hillel is putting himself at the center of his own life, which is really what Chazal talk about when they say bishvili nivra ha'olam ukishani la'atzmi. The second part of the memra is lamaisa, when I have accomplished and when I've done mani. What am I? Mani is the lashon of Moshe of Aaron in terms of Anova. We have Avram Avinu, the Gemara says, Avram Avinu said, Vanoichi Ofa Ve'efer, and Moshe and Aaron were on a higher dag of Anova, they said, Vanachnu Mo. And here, Hillel says, Kshani La'atzmi, when I have accomplished something, Mo Ani, what am I? The only Ani is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem Lekecha, Mo, what am I? Nothing, absolutely nothing. So Hillel is What the Eli Gekotzke said, a Yid is supposed to hold in his two pockets, two business cards. A Yid has two identity cards. On one pocket, he has a card that says, Bishvili Nivra Olam, like we said before. On the second pocket, he has a card that says, Vanoichi Ofa Vaefer, or Moani. And these are two parts of the dichotomy of the ultimate leader. Malchus demands that on the one hand the Melech is authority. He has to uphold that authority. Later on, Deiris later, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Gemara Ksubis, tells on his deathbed, tells his sons, and Rebbe was also considered paramount in Anova, Shemes Rebbe Botla Anova, and Rebbe tells his children that they have to fear the Nesius Biyad Ramo. And that's a Mesoris Kanira that was in the Mishpacha that came from Hillel. And David HaMelech understood that as well. Malchus is Mechayim upholding authority. That was in the Kudah of David HaMelech, where his Malchus was upheld as opposed to Shaul that bent to the will of the people. On the other hand, on a personal level, David HaMelech is the ultimate Benoichi Telas V'Loish. K'shani La'atzmi Mo'ani. That's the dichotomy, the paradox of a leader. V'im Lo'yachshav Emosai. He fears Ois. L'maisa, as much as I'm nothing compared to the enormity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the enormity of what I should be accomplishing. In Olam Haba, but the amount that a person could be masig in Torah, the amount that a person could achieve in Ruchnias, are immense to the point where whatever I've achieved in this world is nothing. But L'maisa, the only place that I can do anything, Vim Le'akshav, which the Mefarshim say referred to in Olam Hazeh, Emosai, then when, yeah. The Rav says, Ki achra amoves yef shelizkos oit. One can't grab opportunities and grow after Misa. The Rav adds another pirshum, le'akshav means b'mei habachrus. When a person is younger, emosai, shema b'mei hazikno le'yale b'yodi. So I have to chaparai now. Right here and now is where I am, and right here and now is where I have to chaparai. So Hillel, again, is putting himself at the center of the universe with an understanding that L'maisa, there's a hisbatlus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a hisbatlus to the task. It's interesting that the tzivui in the Torah of Anova is not given to commoners. The tzivui of Anova in the Torah is brought down in Parsha Shoftim. It's a pasuk that says, L'vilti rum levovoy to a melech. My Rebbe, Michal Zilber, Shlita of Yerushalayim, always says that to be mitzava, a regular person, a regular commoner, in Anova, Otub Shuftani Askinan, who's foolish enough to be a Balgaiva? A Melech has to be a Balgaiva. A Melech has to carry authority and he has to be inflexible and he has to stand and not yield. And at the same time, on a personal level, he understands Moani, that's the Malchus over here that's expressed in this memra of Hillel Hazaken. Mishneh Tezvav. Now we go to the other chelik of this peer, Hillel and Shammai. And should be pointed out, here is the first pier where we find really large-scale machlekes. In Shammai and Hillel already we have a number of machlekes. And like we said, that was because of the deterioration politically of the matziv that Klal Yisrael had, that Chachmei Yisrael had, where the Sanhedrin was not always in the position to count all the Chachmei Yisrael and to make a final decision. Therefore, there were decisions, psakim, that were left open. And there were a number of instances where Shammai and Hillel left off with the machlokes. This is true on a historical level. On a deeper level, Shammai and Hillel are brought in the Svarim HaKdoshim, that Shammai and Hillel represent two different hasogas in Torah and two different hanhogos on a lot of different levels, two different midos of hanhoga of hasoga b'chlal. We'll say over from the Megale Amukis. The Megale Amukis explains that the same way in Torah there's an element of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Sheba'al Peh. Now Torah Shebichsav and Torah Sheba'al Peh doesn't only mean Torah Shebichsav means Tanakh and Torah Sheba'al Peh means Mishnayis, Gemara, Rif, Rambam, etc. Torah Shebichsav refers to a fixed Loshoin, a text that's unwavering, unmoving, and unyielding. Torah Shebichsav, the words, if a person changes one letter, there's no such thing as a shinui girsois, or a person has his hargosha in the Torah Shebichsav, the wording is kavi. The wording is exactly the way Moshe Rabbeinu dictated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's never changing, and it's ever the same. Torah Shebaal Peh is lefi hasogas hamakabel. So it could be said, Chayv Adam Lem Bilshon Rabbo, and one Talmud Chochem would say things in a different nusach, and it would be given over differently, and there are many oifanim of understanding each halacha, and there's populim, and there's shinuyim, and there's machlekesin. These elements are true on a deeper level in every part of Torah. There's an hoga of a very tight, strict structure of Torah, and there's an hoga where there's the flexibility of Torah being lefi the clay kibble of the mekablam, and lefi the hasog of the dar, and lefi the matzav of the dar. And Torah always has one dynamic of Torah Shavu'asav, and Torah of one Shavu'al Peh. The Megala Mukis is Megala that Shammai and Hillel have these nekudos. This is what's known that Shammai Azokin was Misnayeg B'midas Hadin, which is the famous Gemara where the Ger Tzedek came to Hillel Azokin and he wanted to know, teach me Kol HaTorah Kulo, and how Hillel Azokin is Mekabel him, and he taught him, comes to Shammai, Shammai drove him off. What type of question is that? He was misnayeg with a certain kpeda. Now, lest one think that this is a personality trait, not a hanhoga of Rotzna Kodesh Baruch Hu, look at this Mishnah itself, Rav Dessler points out. This Mishnah, the one who says, V'avim v'kabal skolodim v'sev upon v'yavis, always to greet everybody with a smile, with a gentle expression, with a cheerful face, is none other than Shammai. He was not a stern, forbidding person, just in hanhoga. He represents the Hasoga and Torah of Torah Shubichzav, and Hill represents the Torah Shubal Peh. He finds the Megal Amukah's expression of this when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Moshe Rabbeinu hesitates to take on the missions in Perek Dalel and Pasha Shmois, and he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, lo yish dvar manechi, misom, lo yish dvar manechi, kam mitmol, kam mishul shem, Moshe Rabbeinu hesitates. Rabbeinu Shalom tells him, v'yem Hashem elo, misom pe lo adam, yos milim, v'cher shepikeach ha'ivem. And then he tells him, Lamaisa, as far as speaking is concerned, expressing yourself, Aaron's going to go with you. And the Rebbein Shalom says, and the Megala Mukah says, when you look at these words, Hu yeh l'chol l'peh, Rosh HaTevis, he spells Hillel with a Yud. Hey Yud Lamed Lal Hillel. Hillel is Torah Shabbal Peh. Aaron HaKohen represents Mitamidiv Shal Aaron HaKohen, Oyev Shalom V'Roidiv Shalom. So he's a direct Hemshech of Aaron HaKohen. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's Torah Shebichzav, is Shammai. Misom Lecho is Misom, is also related. Moshe is also related to Shammai. Because of that, Shammai is Nohug with this Hanhoga of Kvius. By Shammai, there's no flexibility in terms of the situation, the dor. Not because on a personal level, but again, because that's his midah. He's the merkava of that reality in creating Torah for Klal Yisrael. Look at the memories now of Shammai. The three memories are all inspiring. Asei teros chokva, which the Mefarshim understand means one should make his steady preoccupation Torah. It doesn't make a difference if a person has malacha that he has to support his family. That's always going to be an arai. That should always be a tofel. When a person learns and he needs something to eat, so then he'll be icing a little bit malacha, but teras chokva. The Mepharshim learned that over here, alocha lamaisa, that a person should have a kviyus itim latari, which means not that a person learns because he's not working the whole day, but he has times that are fixed for Torah. Even somebody who's not learning most of the day has to have a set time that's kodesh kodoshim for Torah. That's asei teras chokva. There's something unyielding and unflexible about a person's belief system, about a person's behavior. I say to kva, it has to be with a complete kviyus itim. The rest of the times have to revolve around that kviyus. Emor ma'at v'aseh harbe is also a person's not expansive when he's doing mitzvahs. A certain tzuru where a person says a little bit because a lot is expected of him, v'aseh harbe. The Emor Ma'at represents that he's very focused on the task in front of him. First is Torah. Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbe Pashtus has to do with Avodah, even though the Rav brings it learned out from Avraham Avinu, where he said, V'echo Pas Lechem, and then he brought a Ben Boker, Rach V'toyv. So it's an example of Gemilas Chasod. And B'lamai said, Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbe is a certain surah of how a person serves the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Focused, direct. Here also the Dogish is in Ben Adam Chaveroi on Mekabel as Kol Adam Asev upon him Yafois. It's not just an Azara that a person should be cheerful and greet other people nicely. The point is over here, it's not selective and it's not flexible. As Kol Adam Asev upon him Yafois. Person has to have on his face a fixed expression, the way he greets other people. There's one on Hoga and it's not mitla toli in who the person is. Before I should bring over here that the pasuk that said by the Navi Yirmiyo, the Rav brings that he has a Kabbalah, that Yirmiyo says Al Tesalu, and then the end of the Haftarah of Tisha B'Av, and Yirmiyo Anavi says Chochom Gibor V'Oshir. Al Tesal Chochom B'Chochmosim, Al Tesal Hagibor B'Gvurosim, Al Tesal Oshir B'Oshroi. There's one thing that a person has to have been mishalalin. Interesting that this pasuk is going to be Miramas in the memory of Shammai, but Yishalal has the Sherish of Hillel. Connected these three things, this Chochom is Teras Chokva, Al Tzal Gibor B'Gvuroso is Avoida, Gvuro. Osher B'Oshroi has to do with what a person is able to give to others. So that's the Havim Makabal's call out to save upon the office. Alternatively, the Rav says, Chochom is Keneged Aseh Teras Chokva. Keneged Osher, Omar Emar Ma'at Vaseh Harbe, what he gives out, don't talk about it. Just say you'll give something and then give beyond. Keneged Gibor is Havim Makabal's call out to save upon the office, that a person has to fight a Mokham against himself and always be there for others. So that's a little bit of an alternative way. But the way we're saying, the three members have in common, and the Hu Hoy Omer of Shammai, is this Bechina of Teresh Shebichsav, Biyachas Tanog of Klal Yisrael. The Malchus was Bidei Hillel, the Nesius, the Anhoga that was given over now hereditary Midor Dor, and Shammai is that Nekuda that's not yielding. The Chazal say that even though the Halacha is gepaskind in the vast majority of instances like Beis Hillel, but La'asid Lovoy, the Halacha will be like Beis Shammai. There's a givis b'chin of La'asid Lovoy of Teresh B'Chsav, which is the Torah that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the Madrega of Har Sinai that will be given back to us, La'asid Lovoy. All that lies in the Oimik of this Mishnah.